Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It is 11:59, the best hour of show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier and Steven Serta, who must have killed him not to really be able to talk in that last hour. I'm sure he's going to go to work over the next 2 hours. And speaking is producing this bad boy. Welcome in. If you've never joined us, thank you for joining us. This is the Show and Vern family. Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. We thank you for giving us a chance and choosing us on your lunch break. We hope to entertain you. And right now, if you're listening all day, each and every segment, we are allowing you to have a chance to win Royals tickets, free Royals tickets, and the next time you can do that is right now. 913-576-7610, caller number 10, 913-576-7610, caller number 10. Your chance to win Royals tickets right now. Serta will get your information, and we will hook yo ass up.
Another chance to win coming up in just about 10 minutes. You will also have another 5 opportunities to win a pair of tickets to see the Gold Cup matches tomorrow at Children's Mercy Park.
Look at God.
Panama and the United States round things out to end that doubleheader tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. 5 pair of tickets will be given away between now and 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I was as I was riding in, listening to Fesco in the morning, the great Therese Paylor spoke to him. I'd advise you go and check the radio.com app or the on-demand section on 610sports.com and Fesco in the morning and just re-listen to that interview. It was really good. He said something that sparked my mind, Vern. He talked about the fact that, hey, maybe a reason why the NFL is moving forward on this is because they've been able to see that, hey, there is movement in a relationship that Tyreek Hill is being able to see and be around his son. We've seen, as Therese said, we've seen Snapchat videos of Tyreek playing with his son. We've heard that there hasn't been, he hasn't been able to be back in his custody, but they are doing visitations. We're seeing that. And I think all of this is a positive thing and to a reason why the NFL is even looking to potentially meet on this. Because your concern a couple weeks ago or last week was, man, I'm not sure if he'll ever come off the commissioner's exempt list because they talked about they wouldn't even investigate until the whole thing is over. And the Kansas Child Service are still investigating this. And I thought that was a really good thought from Therese, that I don't know if social media has anything to do with it, but I think Tyreek and his representation would present this evidence anyway. But a big reason why this is even being able to be on the table, that the NFL is even pursuing the matter of starting their investigation, which then lends to the penalty or the suspension, if there is going to be one handed down, is because at least you're seeing a point where Tyreek is being able to be in his kid's life, have visitation in some form or fashion. So I think that was a key thing that Therese brought up into why this investigation is starting in the first place.
Yeah, I just don't think we know enough. Maybe the Child Services investigation has concluded. I mean, maybe that's the reason the NFL is coming to town this week to talk to Tyreek Hill. Right? I mean, they are the ones that a few months ago said, we're not going to investigate until the Department of Children and Families and their investigation has concluded. Now,
And it's very possible we wouldn't know that. I mean, I don't know. I feel like a case that this has been this public, we would find that out. But, you're right. It could be very well.
We went a month and a half not knowing that the criminal case had been closed. So when it has to do with child services, no, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, that's ended and it hasn't been immediately reported on. Look, there are a lot of reasons why the NFL is here in Kansas City. There could be a lot of different reasons. A, that investigation could have concluded, or the NFL could have just said, to hell what we said. Forget that we said that a few months ago. We're the NFL. We're going to do whatever the hell we want. Tyreek Hill is good for business. We want to get this thing moving.
Very possible.
Child services have taken forever. The Chiefs are on prime time throughout the season. We do not want this hanging over. Or another option is we're about to put him on the commissioner's list. We should at least hear him out. You make your case. If we buy it, we buy it. If not, you go on the commissioner's list. I just feel like the news yesterday that Therese broke, which was the NFL is coming to Kansas City for possibly multiple meetings with Tyreek Hill and his representation. I think there are still so many different avenues that this thing could splinter off into. Good news, bad news, neutral news. I have a tough time reading this as if it's the first step towards Tyreek Hill's return. Now, again, I'm someone that believes that Tyreek shouldn't be suspended to begin with. But I just can't act surprised if the NFL puts him on that commissioner's list and he sits there and stays on that commissioner's list until the child services investigation is concluded.
Once again, congratulations to you, Doug, and Leawood. I'm not saying that I don't think
we're congratulating Doug in Leawood because he won the Royals tickets again. We're not just congratulating randos on the show.
Attaboy, Doug.
I told you. He's going to get thirsty.
There he is.
I don't think we should be shocked by any of this. Any of this at all. Any outcome. Anything is possible.
Right, but you presented it as if the fact that Tyreek has been allowed to be around his son was some sort of impetus for the NFL to go, okay, let's go there. It's possible.
I think it could be a potential thing.
But I think there are countless possibilities as to what led the NFL to meet with Tyreek Hill today, tomorrow.
I would just say this. Listening to Therese, especially this morning, speak about that as a potential reasoning which sparked the conversation. I do think that for those who are in the camp that have agreed with you or in the camp where you're like, maybe he shouldn't be suspended that much or you want him to play on this team or the Chiefs should not get rid of him, different from my stance, this to me is a positive step because anything could happen. Could he be on the commissioner exempt list? Yes. But to me, them having the feeling of interviewing him and starting their own personal investigation after they gave the reason that they wouldn't start one until investigation was over in the case, I think is a positive thing for those who have the want that he would be on the team again. I feel like this is a step.
A lot of people on the text line wondering, yes, we will play three strikes coming up at 12:30, your next chance to win Royals
tickets. Who's asking that?
A lot of people coming in on the text line.
I've seen that one
three
time.
Three strikes will be played as we do each and every Tuesday at 12:30 right here on Show and Vern. You'll have another chance to win Royals tickets coming up on three strikes. I just wanted to answer the people. If you're going to... It's a show for the people. So,
all right. Your next chance right now to win Royals tickets, which would be right now, 913-576-7610. 913-576-7610. This time we're going to make you work for it a little bit, baby. Make you work for a little bit. Caller number 15. Mm. Caller number 15 for you, Big Steve. Caller number 15. Answer this question, Protein LC, with a purpose, text line 69306. You can always participate in this. What was the reason that you were last forced to sleep on the couch with your significant other?
So you and your significant other are sleeping
When the last time you had to sleep on the couch.
Mm. I fell asleep drunk on the couch over the weekend. Don't really remember. I just woke up there Saturday morning.
Did you listen to
that? That's like 6 awesome. A.m.
Hell yeah, Steve.
Did you listen to the question?
Baby.
Did you, Steve? Did you listen to the question?
I went to a bunch. I'm a
bad. Did. He's answering. Last time he slept on the couch was this weekend because he got blackout drunk.
Listener number 15. Caller number 15, 913-576-7610. Your chance to win Royals tickets. Hang on the line and have that answer ready.
So you're saying when your significant other kicked you out to the sofa?
Yes.
Never.
It hasn't happened to you?
No. It happened in a previous relationship, but not the one that I've been waiting for my entire life. I love you, Katie.
Yeah, I came in a little too late one time.
Smelling like
alcohol.
Oh.
Smelling like alcohol. Like, you really pushed the boundary.
No, but what's wrong with that? What are you talking about?
I just came in. I'm a little late. And, you know, I'm a guy who hits the bed pretty hard. Mm. And just go. Just go. Just go. Slip, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's a while ago, a couple years ago.
I kick her out more.
Yeah, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I don't know why you're saying that so timidly.
I'm not saying it timidly. I'm just explaining it. I came in a little hammered.
You kick her out more? Don't be so defensive.
Yeah, I kick her out more.
You said it timidly. There's nothing wrong
with it. I didn't say it timidly. Okay. Every night, my girl sucks, listener 125.
So that's just a roommate then. Listener 125, you just got
a
roommate.
I want to put that on.
Every night? That's a roommate. What are you talking about?
Drunk, snoring, girl kicked me out of the bed of the couch. The other day, I woke up and she wasn't there. This was a couple weeks ago.
What do you mean she wasn't there?
I woke up, she wasn't there, and I walked around. She was in our son's bed.
Is that because you hit the bed so hard?
I don't know what that was.
I like saying that. That's cool. Instead of saying snoring, I hit the bed too hard?
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean it. Like, I sit down hard sometimes. That's what I mean. I plop down and sit down hard. And maybe sometimes jarring to wake people up. Someone said they've never slept on the couch. That's good for you, man. I give it to you. You never had to just roll.
I mean, I'm sure it's coming.
I've woken up in a dog bed before, too.
Nice. When was that?
What?
That was probably like a year ago. You know, you get drunk. You get sleepy.
No, listener number
one. Find the softest place to go to bed.
When will women understand being sent to the couch for a night is a lot like camping? I enjoy it.
I can see that. If you got a good couch, man, shoot.
Oh, I love couch naps.
Yeah, but you're the king of the power nap.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a
45 minutes? Anytime.
Yeah, I don't have a great couch. Someone said, sorry, Vern, it's not coming. If you don't do things to piss your wife off.
Sweet. I hope it doesn't.
Vern will.
Spend too much damn money on that bed, man.
As someone who works with Vern very closely and someone who I feel like Katie is very similar to me. You'll piss her off.
Mm-hmm. Mama Show, he doesn't mean that. That's not a reflection on you, Mama Show, him taking that shot at me. I know you didn't teach him that.
I'm just telling you the truth.
I know you didn't teach him that.
I'm just telling
you
the truth. She knows it.
Mama Show, he loves you just like I love you.
Don't talk about my love towards my mama. I know that much. All right, Chris in Pleasant Hill, we'll go to you. Chris in Pleasant Hill, congratulations on Royals tickets. When's the last time you had to go sleep on the couch?
Man, last time I had to sleep on the couch is when we fought about not getting no booty.
Whoa, hold on. What happened?
That's a rough night.
What happened?
Well, we got into it, man. She just made me go to the couch because we kept fighting about not getting no booty. So I wasn't going to take no more, so I just went to the couch.
To hell with it. So you hid the sex from her. Did you finally eventually get some ass?
Not that night. No, it's probably about a week or so down the road.
A week? Good God. I appreciate the call, Chris. Congratulations. A week?
What a night. Not only are you denied, but you're also booted to the couch? Like, it's one or the other.
You know Chris had to let it go on that couch.
You mean, ew. God, Ron, that's disgusting.
I'm just saying, in the place that Chris was in.
Okay.
Oh, come on. I'm just saying, the place Chris was in, you know he let it go.
Hit the downstairs bathroom on the couch. By the way, will you make that meeting with Speck quick today? Because I got a meeting with him afterwards, and I got to get out of here. But you got a meeting with him before.
This could be done.
And
off the
I also asked you to switch me, and you said no. So will you make it quick?
Serta, what the hell? Hey, Chris, hang on hold. Serta, we'll get your information. You this got a is pair the of most Royals tickets.
What?
Yeah, no.
I just, slide in there at like 2:15. The meeting scheduled at 2:30. Just slide in there a few minutes early.
Serta, this is way too inside. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Who are you?
Stop. No one cares about your meeting with the boss.
I got stuff to do. We got individual meetings with the boss today.
Oh, so it's all about you. You don't think that I want to...
I'm just trying to roll out. I'm busy.
First off, this nut tried to switch with me, knowing I'm the only one with kids and that I have to go pick my kids up afterwards, talking about, yeah, man, I got to be somewhere at 5. At 5. Can you switch your meeting at 3 to... No.
What time are... I don't care. What am I...
2:30 and 3. And he's trying to rush me through the meeting with somebody I don't want to meet with. What are you talking about? Why did you bring that up? That is the most... I got somewhere I need to be. You don't think my time is valuable?
So you are going to burn through it.
How are you going to handle that meeting with Speck today? I mean, that's actually... I mean, if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it.
I can't wait for the one-on-one time with the fearless leader.
Yeah, that's because you're going
to get on your knees and do what needs to be done. You're going to get on your knees and do what needs to be done.
We heard it the first time. We get it. He's filleting Speck. We get it.
Yeah. And you didn't have to say it twice.
I'll do the complete opposite.
He'll do that to you.
No, I mean, it just won't go in that way.
Oh. That's not what complete opposite.
Yeah, the complete opposite is Speck performing it on you.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. All right, there's not going to be any sexual tension sexual things between me and him.
Well, now there definitely is.
I'm just going to tell him, if you don't believe in me, just get out of the way and let me be me.
I don't know how wise of a decision. Well, then,
I will. I'm going to speak my mind to him.
Do that, but let me know what you say. So I have a real game plan going into tomorrow when I meet with him.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. I don't want you to upset him, because then I got to go in there and deal with that, and he loves me.
Well, we know you can do something to make him happy.
God. All right, so that's the theme for today.
Well, I'm just saying. We know you're going to do something to make him happy. Right. Whatever you need, boss. Whatever you need.
That's not what I say.
It pretty much is. Whatever you need.
All right. Anyway.
I'm sorry, man. He just jumped in here trying to rush me through my meeting.
You're acting like
he's
going to do a sexual favor for our boss.
Listen, 913, who cares? Take this crap off air. I'm telling you. I don't know why he brought it up.
All right. So let's move on. This is from last night's NBA Awards. Giannis Antetokounmpo with a beautiful moment.
I smashed that last name, baby.
He won the NBA MVP. Great moment with his mom.
I want to thank my amazing mom. She's my hero. She's, always when you're a little kid, you don't see the future, right? And if you have a good parent, your parent sees the future for you. And she always saw the future in us. She always believed in us. She was always there for us. She's the foundation of this family. You're my true hero. You're my true hero.
Mm. Audio courtesy of TNT.
Yeah, that was a great moment. Shaq was horrific in hosting the awards. He should have just let Chris Tucker continue to open up the show.
That's sad what they did to Chris, man.
Yeah, it really is. It's a damn shame what they did to Chris Tucker and that dog on Coming to America. But even though the awards were cool, like that moment with Giannis was cool, the Robin Roberts thing almost told me completely up. If you need to look at that, that was a really great video. I did not know she was – I don't remember seeing photos of how sick she was and how sick and how skinny she got. That was an amazing a thing to watch. But I just miss, Vern, the MVP award being awarded to the player in his home arena during the playoffs. I miss that. I understand they're probably making money from it. They're probably getting viewers on TNT and Shaq's getting paid to be terrible to host and stuff like that. But I missed when AI won it and held it up in those really bad Sixer warm-ups and Jordan would hold it up. And then to especially watch another player on the opposite team get so pissed off that they want to put 60 on them in a playoff game. I miss that. Like, I got maybe all the other awards, the Teammate of the Year award that Mike Conley won. What the hell is that?
Did you see the trophy for it?
Yeah, it was. It was ridiculous, it was man.
One basketball player picking up another one.
It was just ridiculous. Like, Mike Budenholzer was up there way too long speaking. Like, all those other awards you could do, but I missed.
Budenholzer? Isn't that a dog breed?
I don't know, man. It just sounded right. No one had ever said anything if you didn't come in there.
I don't think that's how you say
it. How do you
name.
Say it? Is it not Budenholzer?
I don't think so.
I think it
I don't
is.
Know.
It feels right.
I think that's a
it
dog.
It feels right in my heart. But I wish it was. Now I know it's wrong. I wish that they did that for the MVP. Not really. Not this is award ceremony thing. And then it felt so stupid that Kawhi was not up there up for no awards. But I mean, he was. I mean, the star that I remember of the NBA season right now. It should have been. It should have been the first or second round. The first round against the Pistons. That Giannis got the trophy and held it up. That'd have been cool.
My God,
I missed that.
Ron, let me the monthly PSA. Ron, you're a 35-year-old married man with two kids. It's no longer 2001. It's no longer 1993. All right, live in the now, man. Look, I'm not going to say you sound like an old man because that's normally me. I'm normally the curmudgeon. I'm normally the one whining about kids nowadays. So I'm not going to put that on you. But all you're doing is, man, things were better when I was in high school. That's what you're describing. To bring up Kawhi is silly because I remember David Robinson winning an MVP, Karl Malone winning two, and Charles Barkley winning one when Michael should have won all four of those.
Yeah, but there was no award ceremony at the end of the year where they're all together and we're still running up. They got them.
Okay,
but your
point about Kawhi is silly because Jordan was dominating the postseason when Charles Barkley's hoisting an MVP trophy. Same thing with David Robinson and Karl Malone.
He wasn't even nominated for anything.
Your point about Allen Iverson holding up the MVP trophy, that was 18 years ago. Michael Jordan raising the MVP trophy, that was 25 years ago. Look, I wish I was young too, man. I wish I had all my hair still too, man. But no, here I am, slightly overweight, a lot balder than I was 2 weeks ago.
So you're saying this is get off your lawn or my lawn or whatever it is?
It's things aren't as good as they were in my day.
Not all Ron, things all are. That's just one of them right there.
All professional sports do this. The postseason.
And this made the NBA unique and cool. Give it to the for the moment with the fans. Okay. I thought it was a great thing.
But in the first week of the NBA season, Giannis will stand in Milwaukee in front of the fans and raise that trophy. And
it's
it
over.
Will be very nice for everyone in Milwaukee.
It's over by then. It's over.
Yeah, the feeling's gone. Mood's ruined.
Yeah, the mood
it's
is
not.
Ruined. It is.
You guys have just never lived in an NBA city. If this was your team and he's standing there with your MVP trophy, you would go, this is fantastic. Let's celebrate Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's below the belt. That's below the belt for you to push the you've
well,
never lived in
well,
an NBA
Well, you're being prisoner
city.
Of the moment.
I'm not being prisoner of the moment. I've hated it. I hated it last year when James Harden had to go and wait to some awards. I like it. Give it to him in the playoffs so we remember it. And you could just continue to go through it. NBA MVP, Giannis, as he gets thrashed.
Take a shot at that last name.
No. Antetokounmpo.
Nailed it. Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Gold Cup. Trinidad and Tobago, they square off with Guinea tomorrow, 5:30. Children's Mercy Park. Oh, but that's just an appetizer for the real game. The United States, the defending champs, take on Panama at 8 o'clock. We got a pair of tickets to the Gold Cup. Right now, caller number 7 to 913-576-7610. Caller number 7, you win a pair of tickets to the Gold Cup.
Coming up right out of the gate, as we return, your chance to win Royals, Tigers tickets, and Little Vern's Three Strikes is coming up next, where you'll also have an opportunity to win Royals Tigers tickets.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in, Show and Vern. Coming up, three strikes. Coming up, three strikes. Vern's, little Vern's, three strikes. So Serta can get you going here in just a second. Three strikes. But before we get to three strikes, I want to give you an opportunity right now to win Royals tickets. Royals, Tigers tickets. Your chance to win right now. Caller number four. Caller number four. Your chance right now, 913-576-7610. Your chance to win Royals Tigers tickets.
And congratulations to Sal in Kansas City. You won a pair of tickets to the Gold Cup. We still got another four pair of tickets to the Gold Cup giveaway before we get out of here at 2 o'clock and stop talking to one another for the day.
Yes, because you are going golfing. Is one of the real selfish acts that we've ever had done on this show together.
He's allowed to have a life.
Me going golfing with a person I've known for 18 years.
That's fine.
That is selfish, according to Ron.
Yes, the entire situation is selfish. I don't need to rehash this. Your mom forced you to apologize to me this morning. And if your mom said it, then we all know.
My mom's also worried that you're going to move to Minneapolis. Can you put her worries at ease?
Coming I bet up, Minneapolis is beautiful this time of year.
Coming up.
It is fun.
It so happened, it's weird. I'll be going to Minneapolis next week.
Oh, hell. Better start that search firm.
I have dinner set up with our old boss.
You mean your knight in shining armor, the guy that bestowed this occupation upon you?
I have dinner with him set up next week. I'm not going there. Just
now my question is, do you sit at the table or will you be under the table the entire time? Because the way that Serta treats Speck is the way that you treat
it's
Vince
not
McMahon.
True, man. I just have reverence and respect for people who have been very influential in my life. Okay, Serta just wants to, well, you know,
God, you want to say the word blow so bad, don't you?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. All right, three strikes coming up.
I don't want to do that either.
Yes, you do. Three strikes coming up. 913-576-7610. Serta will get you lined up. And make sure you listen to the show so we can have a good three strikes. You know, right?
I also don't think Serta heard you say that we're giving away Royals tickets right now. Caller number four, 913-576-7610. He did not. That's what that
you don't
face
think
says.
He did?
No, that face that he just made says, I didn't know we were doing that. And caller number four, Steve.
That's not on me, right?
No, that's
I made
all
that very
him.
Clear.
No, you're doing great today. Steve, not so much.
Yeah. I mean, I
just take
how am I supposed to answer phones for three strikes and take phone calls
pretty
for
easily.
The tickets simultaneously.
Find the fourth caller.
That's why we came right out of the shoot.
Yeah.
With
yeah, but now I have to. I already took a fourth caller. But now I got to answer and explain to every single caller that I already got a fourth caller. They got to go on hold if they want to play three strikes for another opportunity to win Royals tickets.
Steve, I hate you. Whoop, sorry. I am sorry for saying that.
So the time that you're explaining what you could be doing right now, you could be doing that right now, like your job.
So three strikes is coming up eventually. Whenever Steve can figure out the difference between his head and a
in his ass. Like Steve forgot off the rundown yesterday? Jesus. Another roll of the dice with this guy. Vern, I had a great night last night.
Good, man. You deserve it.
Right?
After all that you do for those kids, man.
I did not know the Hills was coming back, and I just have that show set to record it all the time. And the Hills.
Wait, the Hills, the MTV show?
Are you kidding me? Yes. The Hills? You didn't watch The Hills?
I swear to God, I didn't.
With Whitney?
Or OC, or whatever
Audrina
else.
And Justin Bobby? And Brody Jenner?
No, man.
Heidi? Spencer? Pratt?
I remember Stephanie? Them from Talk Soup.
Oh,
Joe
man.
McHale used to make fun of his flesh-colored beard.
Are you kidding me? Yes, it returned last night.
Oh, that's not something I'm interested in talking about.
So. I learned a lot last night. I learned a lot about I was watching it, Vern. I'm not going to lie. I felt like I was 24 again.
Are we doing this? I just told you.
I felt like I was 24.
You're a 35-year-old man with two kids and a beautiful wife, man. Grow up.
I felt like I was 24 till I kind of spotted that diaper bag to my left, and then I saw those pictures of those kids on the mantle. But I felt like I was back right there. Like, I felt like I was back when I used it with my heyday, when I used to watch the hell out of Heels. I wish LC was there, but I understand. I understand she's not. She's above it. She's moved past.
She got her own clothing brand.
She's moved past. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What
but,
am I doing? Why am I adding to this?
Because you know you watched it.
I did.
You know,
I swear to God,
enjoyed
it.
You had a girlfriend that made you watch it. Oh, I loved it.
She may have watched it. I didn't, though.
The part that really got me about this, before we get to three strikes, if Serta can get it together,
it's not gonna happen.
Is, so you know, Brody Jenner is on the show.
Okay.
And you know who his mother and father are.
Caitlyn Jenner and Kris Kardashian?
Kris Jenner. Is she going back to Kardashian?
Oh, I don't know. I was just...
But, formerly of Bruce. Now, Caitlyn. Right. I found out that his wife's name, he got married, his wife's name, Vern, her name is Caitlyn. That would have to be a deal breaker for me. Because now they're married, her name is Caitlyn Jenner, too. That would have to be like that to me. And she's a nice young lady.
Ron, you told me last week that you, if you were single, you would be able to have intercourse with someone that had the exact same name as your daughter.
Yeah, I could do someone that has the same name as my daughter if it didn't work out with my wife. Yes, I can. I think that's different than my father being Bruce Jenner all my life, then changing himself into Caitlyn Jenner, and then a young lady comes by and her name is now Caitlyn, with the potential of being Caitlyn Jenner as well. They went to a club,
but
and she
I'm
was
sure
on
she
the,
doesn't look anything like Caitlyn Jenner.
They went to a club.
I bet there's a lot of other Caitlyn Jenners.
No doubt.
Well, there's
doubt,
a lot of Caitlyns, but Caitlyn would just have to be one that we go. They were at a club. Right. Her name was on the list. They thought it was Caitlyn Jenner, his mom or dad, coming in.
I bet that gets her free stuff.
No, man. It would be a deal breaker for you.
I bet that gets her stuff everywhere she goes.
If you were Brody Jenner, you could date someone named Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes, do you know how much they've been going through it, Ron? They're not just bystanders like you are going, oh, that's different.
I know you've been going through it. I feel like it would be harder. I know Serta could do it. But I don't have as much respect for Serta than I do with you.
Dwayne in Kansas City, congratulations. You won Royals tickets for
the next I am talking about the Hills.
6:10
a Saturday. Great television. A really good television show.
Serta, please hit the open for three strikes.
It is. He doesn't even know where it is.
Three strikes.
Let's talk about the Hills, Jonathan.
Better up.
How many characters do you know on that show? I know you know Clint.
I know LC. I would spot her. The flesh-colored beard guy, Pratt.
That's it.
Yeah. Because I believe
Jay Cutler's wife was on that other show.
The dark-haired girl, I think I would recognize her. But they've all had so much plastic surgery, who knows. Jonathan in Blue Springs, what's going on, man? You're up on three strikes. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, we're so good. We are so very good. All right, here we go. On the line, a pair of tickets to see the Royals and the Detroit Tigers at the next 6:10 Saturday. Ron is just
I'm just saying, Jonathan, if you were Brody Jenner, could you date somebody named Caitlyn with the possibility of her name being Caitlyn Jenner?
Hell no.
Thank
no
you.
Way.
Come on now. I'm not the only horny one out
Dudes
here.
Dudes don't Rock think one. That far in advance.
No, that's a strike.
I don't.
You're already in the hole, Jonathan. All
that's
right,
not
here we
true,
go.
Jonathan.
Most certainly is. 0-1 count. Here we go. Question number one. Give me three similarities between O.J. Simpson and Steven Serta.
Oh, my God.
They procrastinate.
Oh, boy, that's true.
No doubt. Yeah. It took O.J. forever to go, you know what? Let's go get the stuff.
I'm much better at fantasy football than him.
Okay, why did you just give it away?
He just gave you an answer there.
They're very good at hiding details in their lives.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That is
God. Lord, Jonathan, you are great, man.
Two down, one to go. Give me one other similarity between Steven Serta and O.J. Simpson.
They like young blondes.
Obvious.
Yeah,
good
wow.
God. I could go clip Jonathan's toenails myself.
All of the answers I thought that were available, he came up with completely different answers.
That's
that was fantastic, Jonathan.
I'm turned on.
Question number two. If you're trying to have the best dinner order at the table and you're with a group of friends, give me three selections that will give you a shot to win best order at the table.
And I'll be the judge of this one.
What kind of restaurant?
Oh, wow. What a follow-up question. How about an American-style cuisine restaurant? That's good, man. Jonathan.
Okay. How about some fried catfish?
I didn't even think that, Jonathan. You've taken this to a Southern, yes. Graham and Dunn. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Yeah, you're right. That's good. Okay.
One down, two to go. Keep going.
Okay. Let's say some nacho fries.
Nah, I can't get it.
Track one.
You're at a table with five or more people. You want to have the best order, so everyone's jealous of what is placed down in front of you. Give me another option, a 1-1 count, Jonathan. Here we go.
Okay, let's go with fajitas.
Fajitas stand out. You got to give him fajitas, all right?
Oh, I agree. I was waiting for Ron to give me the okay.
That skillet, it's
okay,
sizzling.
All right.
Everybody in the restaurant can smell it.
If we're not at
fajitas
just some...
are
not
a game changer.
Yeah, if we're at a certain place, okay, all right, yes. I'll give you fajitas.
I mean, they're sizzling. When they come out, everyone has to look. Of course.
Everybody gets jealous when they see fajitas.
No, that's not true. Everyone doesn't get jealous.
So, obviously, drawing the attention of people around you is key. I think there's one that's... really standing out, but go ahead, Jonathan. Give me one more.
Okay, how about a giant chicken fried steak?
I'm going with that.
Yes,
yeah,
of
hell
course.
Yeah. A giant one, man. Get you some of that mashed potatoes, and if they perfectly put that spoon in that mashed potato to create that crevice that the gravy can go in, good God almighty.
All right, now here we go. Third and final question for you. This is really a question of whether or not you listened to this one specific show that we had. But if I was to ask Ron right now, I need you to tell me what his answers would be. Give me three possible names for my firstborn kid.
Oh, man. I listen every day, but I must have missed this one.
Because Ron said, I guarantee that any kid that you have will be this.
So possible names that would coordinate with that.
How about Little Vern?
Not a chance.
Track one!
Nope, you're off on the wrong foot thus far, thinking of me having a junior.
Man, I don't know, guys. I didn't hear this segment.
Strike three!
Yeah! Damn it, Jonathan!
Throw out white people names.
No, you don't even
Steve
know.
Steve doesn't even know.
You watch the show. You listen.
You know what? If Steve, you do it. You do it. Jonathan, hang right there. I still might have something for you the way this thing's going. Steve, three names.
And
that if I was to ask Ron, the name of my firstborn could be what?
Ta.
God, you are an idiot.
Okay.
I think I just want to quit.
One.
I want to quit with... I seriously, somebody else, put in your applications and
Steve,
send them to me.
Another one.
Who wants to be a producer?
Philip.
Who wants to be a damn producer? Are you kidding me?
One more.
What are you doing back there?
We opened the show with this one day.
Samuel.
Strike three.
Are you kidding? No, I'm serious.
Hold on.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding right now?
Hang on, but show for real. Jonathan, stay right there. If our own producer doesn't know the answer,
I can't expect
you to know it. The answer is any female name, because Ron said in his soul he knows I'm never going to have a son.
Are you kidding me?
I think that was a poorly worded question.
It was not. Everyone on the text line knows what he was talking about, you idiot. Are you kidding me? What in the world?
Jonathan, stay right there. You got a pair of Royals tickets
Folks,
coming your way. Thank you
for
playing.
Don't forget, 12:43, Friday, with the report card. Please remember this.
Doubt.
Are you kidding me?
Get rid of that damn music.
We sit here and do this.
I'm picking up followers left and right.
We even did. That's all you care about. We even did it in the pre-show meeting. Once again, anybody taking, I'm taking applications. This is ridiculous.
I mean, you're not really, though.
Yeah, I mean, Ron,
I am. Wait till we get done with this.
You don't have that authority whatsoever. Yeah, let's
wait till we get this meeting over when I get done with him.
For real, though, Jonathan, I'm sorry about that. I really thought that was a question that our producer would know.
913, trying to decide while I'm still listening to you guys. Apparently, Steve is too.
Yeah. Well, that was really disheartening, Steve. That really hurt my feelings. That's how we started a show.
It's been less than 72 hours ago. 913, show you sound like a whiny bitch. Well, my producer doesn't listen to our show.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, oh, is he doing everything to perfection? No. He's sitting, seeing things as... Should Chris Jones be worried about when Chris Jones is going to return?
See, that was too inside. People don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I do.
Ron is referencing how Serta endlessly misspells words and screws up explanations on our podcasts at radio.com and 610sports.com. Yeah, that's right. If you don't get enough Show and Vern between 10 and 2, you can take Show and Vern with you while you work in the lawn or while you work on the treadmill. Just download the radio.com app, like and subscribe to Show and Vern, and please allow us to keep these jobs a little bit longer.
And if you're looking to torture yourself, that's fine too. My goodness alive. Unbelievable.
Nah. I was thinking to myself, show's already so far off the rails. I kind of wanted to tell a story to help with that.
No, you can't do that now. You can't take that from people. Tell a story.
I feel like you're ruining my life, and I feel like you're ruining Serta's life.
Wow.
No, it's because...
I didn't say that.
Serta, you're a liar. We both talked about this.
This is the thing I don't understand.
No, but hang on. I don't want that statement just to stand on its own. There's an explanation.
I don't understand. From the past 10 minutes, I'm getting up and down on the text line, I wish Ron would go back to the night show. And now I'm getting from you... I'm ruining your life.
Well, you got to let me explain.
How? What the?
Well, please.
Should I just give Serta a hand? Stop. A round of applause. Thank you, man.
All right. So you're knee deep in the text line right now.
Show, I can tell you're fat. Yeah. Just look at the photos. Yes. I'm working on it.
Of all the texts, that's the one you're like, let me read that.
It's just the first one that came up.
How? How can you tell he's fat? Protein House, eat with a purpose, text line 69306. Why would you say something like that, A? B, do you know how much weight he's lost? Which is a lot. You're doing great, man.
Also, I bet that person's fat.
Shut up. Shut up. Unbelievable, you. Tell this story. Come on, tell the story. Tell the story. How am I ruining your life?
Because you're such a unique character. You find weird things funny. You're openly nasty. That Serta and I, when we are in this world of Hughley, this world of nastiness and rudeness, abrasiveness and jokes, that at times I forget to turn it off. And I know members of the Show and Vern family feel the exact same way. I see the way that you tweet. For those of you that are truly a part of the Show and Vern family, I've seen a change in all of you. You speak like Ron. You use words like Ron.
That's not true.
Ron, I walked out of this studio yesterday, 2 days ago. Walked out of this studio.
On Sunday.
4 days ago, whenever. Walked out of this studio and the Women's World Cup match was playing. And they were singing the national anthem. And someone said, hey, Vern, take your hat off for the national anthem. And just joking, I obviously respect the national anthem, but joking in this Hughley world, I say, I don't stand for the national anthem. I proclaimed this to make the individual laugh. Little did I know that two heroes dressed in fatigues
were right outside of our studio and heard me, this idiot that has done nothing for this country, say I don't stand for the national anthem. I was making a joke to make you laugh and to make other people laugh. All the while, I'm slapping these heroes in the face. That's how you're ruining my life. You are penetrating my vocabulary, my brain, my way of thinking. And I'm nervous that it's going to ruin this relationship that I have with my fiance. Serta has an equally disgusting and heartbreaking story of how you're ruining his life. I don't know if he wants to share it.
I don't know if it was heartbreaking, but it did. I was at the bar with some friends.
Oh, you have a story too.
I told you, this is really a world of Hughley. It's,
you know,
once you're in, man.
I've got a sense of humor when I'm here and when I'm with you guys, when I'm around the show, and then I've got a sense of humor with my friends.
Is your story going
to
come up?
They don't necessarily get to see when I hang out with them because it's slightly different when I'm around you. It's a little bit more buttoned up. And we're around several female ladies and...
Female ladies. Okay.
And... somebody asked for a spicy burrito of some kind or chicken breast or something. And the person said, I don't know how they're going to make it spicy. Went back to the kitchen, came back, said, there, it's spicy. And my initial reaction was just, did you add your spice to it? But I didn't say that.
You said a slang word for semen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like excited when I said it.
Because you thought it was funny. Because Ron would think that was funny.
I had to backpedal and be like, man, I forgot where I was for a second. That was inappropriate.
You forgot there were female ladies around?
Yes.
So it's instances like this, Ron, where you have infiltrated our way of thinking, our lexicon, and our overall dispositions, and it's truly affecting us outside of the workplace.
This is the lowest, most punk-assiest thing that you two have ever done. Are you, you're gonna blame me because you disrespected
those
wonderful
air.
Shut
this one, Steve.
Up. You're going to blame me because you came out and disrespected people.
Royal would have never said that.
I didn't walk out and say nothing. I didn't walk out and have the bet. That's you. Don't put that on me.
Laugh.
No, I wasn't even around you, Vern. Don't put that on me. And because you don't know how to talk to women, you're going to put that on me? It's not my... I didn't make you say a semen joke. You're going to blame this on me. The world of Hughley. Mm-hmm. No, because you can't put it together. Don't blame it on me. Is that what's going to happen when you get into it with Katie? You're going to blame it on me?
I've done it already.
Up yours. Up both of you. Again, are you kidding me?
Hashtag show and Vern family. Holla if you hear me. At Josh Vern, you're on Twitter.
Are you going to blame me for that ridiculous thing that you just said?
Protein House, eat with a purpose, text line 69306. I agree. I think if you, see, from the 816, have you guys also started spending excessive amount of times at pumpkin patches?
I don't understand how you're going to start blaming me.
No,
your mistakes.
I'm just letting you know that whatever mind game you're playing on the community and Serta and myself, it's working. This Hughley save a host thing. I never would have said something like that when I was covering the Royals.
You all have done a lot of lame ass things. This is ridiculous.
Well, let's do something cool then. How about giving away a pair of tickets to the Gold Cup?
Cut me off one more time.
Trinidad and Tobago square off with Guinea tomorrow at 5:30 at Children's Mercy Park. That's followed by Panama going opposite the defending champion U.S. men's national team. 8 o'clock at Children's Mercy Park. Right now, caller number 7 to 913-576-7610. You win a pair of tickets to the Gold Cup. Caller number 7, 913-576-7610.
That's all right, folks. You know what? That's the type of leader I am. I'll take it all. Anyone out there in the show and Vern family, even your punk ass Vern, even you, Serta, I'll take it. If you want to blame me for your mess ups, that's fine. Anyone else? Here, you want to blame it? Throw it towards your leader. Throw it towards your leader.
Are you reading these?
I'm not looking at the text line because I'm sure they're blaming me for things too.
Do you want to have a team meeting with the boss after the show?
I want to kick you in the nuts. Listen, that's what I want to do if you want me to be completely honest.
Listener 0711, I make rude jokes about my friend's hairline now, and I blame Ron.
You were doing that before.
Listener 00, I stand up and pull my pants down at the end of Dateline because of Rob.
God, Dateline is so good. It really is, man. Especially when it's Keith Morrison.
From the 913, I'm not going to lie. I've already started giving myself my own nickname because of Ron.
Or Josh Mankiewicz when he says, you didn't do that, did you? That is my favorite part.
Listener 1738, right, I know what you mean, Vern. I blame show when my girlfriend gets upset with me as well.
From the 913, trying to tear me down bit by bit, can we trade show to Minnesota and get Lake back? Coming up, your chance to win Royals tickets. That hurt, folks.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.